Hey everyone, hello awesome travelers out there. My name is Nurse Kelly and I am the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you are listening to another episode of The Happy Traveler. Today we have a very, very special guest. I am so excited to have her on the podcast. Today's guest is Kim Windsor from FastZap, and I am so excited. I'm going to let her share everything about what she's done for this industry and all the incredible things that they're up to over at FastZap. But first, before we dive right in, I just want her to say hello. So hi, Kim. Thank you so much for jumping on the podcast with me today.
Hey, Kelly. Hi. So glad to meet, that's air quotes, meet everyone in the awesome travel industry that's listening. I hope I'm able to share some information that's helpful to all of you.
Oh, gosh, I'm sure you will be. I've been so excited to have you on. You are absolutely an expert in this industry, so I'm very excited about today's podcast. So for everybody out there, we always do a Wanderly fun fact every week, and today's obviously I'm very excited to share. Our Wanderly fun fact is that we have integrated with FastZap. So we're super excited because FastZap has the rapid response assignments, and we're very excited to be able to have them come into our platform. We're now partnered, and now we have Kim on our awesome podcast. So I'm very excited about it. So if anyone is curious what we're going to be talking about today, Kim has a very, very extensive career in this industry. She has a combined 35 plus years of nursing, administration, and staffing experience. So she's going to talk all about that, all about FastZap. So you guys all want to go run over there and grab an assignment. So she's going to be able to share a whole bunch of insight on a lot of things in this industry that are really innovative and exciting. So I don't want to waste any more time, Kim. If it's okay with you, will you just tell us all about you? Can you share your career? Can you share kind of where you started in this industry, where, you know, what led you to FastZap, and kind of just what you're up to these days?
Wow. Sure, Kelly. I will give it a shot. And yes, it's been over 35 years. It's actually been more than 40, but I like to say stick to the 35 because I don't want to think I'm as old as I really am. But I started very young, right out of, I went to a 2-year nursing program and graduated and worked as a staff nurse in a little town called Erie, Pennsylvania, which was a fantastic place to learn and build my career. And I stayed at that hospital for over 25 years, and I was fortunate enough to work through nursing administration, hospital administration positions. I even took a small break and ran the human resource function, which was so, so very interesting and really was very influential in helping the nursing program there as well. I moved on. I did a little bit of consulting over the years with business process improvements. And then back in 2005, I joined the staffing industry, the travel nurse industry. And it was so bizarre because it was like going to the dark side. As a hospital administrator, we never wanted to think that we needed travel nursing. But once I got into the industry, I saw how beneficial travel nurses are to hospitals and nursing programs. And I worked in the travel nursing industry since 2005, taking a small break to do some government contracting. But then I came back and joined the FastZap team, and it has been fantastic in the past 4 years, getting to work with this team and even getting to know more about staffing, specifically the rapid response model. That's pretty much my industry experience. I've also been very, very fortunate that I've had a lot of opportunities for education. And I would encourage every listener on this podcast to take an opportunity to go back to school to increase their learning, whether it's continuing education or formal education. I've been able to get my bachelor's and master's in nursing. I have my master's in business administration and a doctoral in healthcare administration. So I'm a lifetime learner, and I found it to really, really be great for my career, but also I hope for the folks that I work with in the industry.
I love all of that. Definitely. I 100% agree with you. I am very fortunate to be continuing education as well. So I love that you just said that. I think that's really important. Such great advice. Well, Kim, can you tell us a little bit, just a quick snippet about FastZap? Obviously, all the folks over here at Wanderly, we're big fans, and we know everything that we need to know. We've been working with you guys for a long time, and we are very proud of this partnership. But can you tell us a little bit about FastZap, and then a little bit about your role at FastZap, and what a typical day might look like for you?
Sure. I will try and get that in as succinct as possible. FastZap, as a travel nurse company, has been in the industry for, I believe, almost 30 years now. And it actually evolved from the Strike nursing platform. Our sister company known as US Nursing is a premier Strike supplier in the nursing industry. And as a result, FastStaff evolved to provide rapid response nurses. So many times hospitals will find them in a situation where they have to get nurses fast, whether it's a natural disaster, a flu epidemic, an EMR conversion that wasn't completely staffed, whatever it is. Maybe it's just opening a new unit or all of a sudden unexpected vacancies in a unit. We provide nurses quickly, as within 10 days, sometimes even less. So we're able to deliver nurses really quick. It's off the site platform. The nurses basically, what we say is they hit the ground running. They're kind of like the nursing SWAT team. They will come in and with minimal orientation, work in the nursing unit and help resolve those staffing shortages. As the chief administration officer, I work with the teams that are in the, I kind of call it the mid-office area. So I don't work with the sales teams or the recruiters other than supporting, obviously, their very important positions. But I work with the teams that do compliance, credentialing, contracting, legal, housing, travel, facilities, those kind of everything that happens from when the nurse is booked to when the nurse gets on assignment, just getting them ready so that they can get out to the client as quick as possible and really create some flexible solutions for our sales teams so that we can fill those staffing shortages, those vacancies. In the staffing industry, I've learned no 2 days are alike. And if anybody's on the podcast that works for a staffing agency, hopefully they understand what I mean. Everything is unpredictable. So my day, even though it may be planned out to have a few meetings here and a few projects there, something always comes up and we have to flex and change our directions to meet the needs of our nurses and our hospitals. So it's fun, it's never boring, and I encourage anybody to give it a shot. It's a good way to round out a career.
Fantastic. I also encourage anybody to give it a shot that's listening. Kim, that is so great. I just love everything you guys are doing over there. I think we are just huge fans of the FastStaff community and everything that you guys are doing for healthcare. I just think that it's really, really incredible and innovative. And we're lucky to be a part of it, and we're thankful to be a part of it.
We love you guys too.
It's been so much fun so far. You know, I love this integration. I'm glad that it's been able to roll out this way. You guys are from my home state of Colorado, so I'm a big FastStaff fan. But it's been a lot of fun. But speaking of, where do you see the Wanderley FastStaff partnership maybe in a year from now, and how do you think we can all work together to improve this industry?
You know, Kelly, that's a really great question. And I think one of the things that I hope for is something that is true to FastStaff's heart. And I really hope that our partnership is going to improve the transparency for our nurses, so that they really can understand the opportunities that are open to them to staff clients that are in urgent and crucial staffing situations, that they are well prepared and they can, again, hit the ground running. In rapid response, we have to get to the nurses quickly. Like I said, it's usually 10 days or less. Now, they receive premium pay for it. We are the highest paying in the industry, but it's also a lot for the nurses to get in and help that client and solve the staffing issues. And I think Wanderley is a great partner, a great vehicle to get these assignments out and in front of the travel nurses. Many of the travel nurses are used to working 13-week assignments. Our nurses don't always do that. Sometimes they work 2 weeks, sometimes they work 4 weeks. We do have many nurses that extend over and over again at the same assignment, but our nurses are very flexible, and in working with Wanderley and experiencing the same flexibility that you guys have, I think we're going to do a whole lot to get nurses aware of this unique travel opportunity. It's transparent. They know what they're going to make. They know where they're going to work, and they know how to get it done quickly. So Wonderly has been a great, great vehicle to help us do that, and I think help the nurses as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you for saying that too. It's one thing I noticed that you were mentioning was about this being a unique offering, and that is so true. There's nothing like the FastStaff assignments with the rapid response currently on the platform, and so it's been really exciting to watch that integrate and also to see the response, you know, as we continue to integrate more and more of the assignments into the Wonderly platform. But it's very unique. It's something like, it's unlike anything that we've had on the platform before. And the best part about that is it's not only it's wonderful that we have the ability, you know, to support that kind of unique pay package where people are able to go and check out the assignments and look at all of the offerings for rapid response through FastStaff. But in addition, it's kind of been a really fun, you know, challenge for our team, because we've also been able to shift in marketing. We've been able to shift as a collective unit to say, this is something we want to offer. These are assignments, and this is an incredible company that we want to showcase, and we want to feature what's going on here and even bring in a wider audience, a larger audience over to the Wonderly platform as well into FastStaff. And so it's been a really fun challenge for us in the best way that I think we're absolutely rising to, but it's been so much fun to be able to kind of try to shift all of our mindsets into this new unique offering, which I don't think that, you know, there's any other technology out there that's been able to showcase all of these different types of assignments for and to be able to serve this many different communities within the travel nursing industry and allied support and all of these different travel healthcare professionals that we want to reach. And so it's been a lot of fun for us, and it's been something that we're proud of. So we're just really thankful for you guys and to be able to be partnered with you. It means a lot to us, and it's something that we're proud of. We also really love that you are on the NAPHO board. So can you kind of talk about your role on the board and why it's important to you?
I will, Kelly. I absolutely will. But one of the things before I do that, if you don't mind, you mentioned technology. And I don't think I spoke enough to that, because technology truly is really important to us. And Wonderly is a great partner. Nurses have such tough schedules, so the fact that they can go on anytime and see a huge list of jobs that are in rapid response and also traditional travel, I think is so very convenient for them. I did a little bit of research before this, and, you know, the healthcare positions over the next 10 years are slated to grow 19% compared to other industries, which look to be growing about 7%. And the demand for RNs by 2030 is going to increase to 28%. So the fact that the Wonderly platform can put jobs out quickly, accurately, and nurses can respond, get a hold of their recruiter anytime through a chat function, a centralized application, it just has so many great features that are nurse-friendly. And we've had a whole lot of fun and enjoy the flexibility that you're giving to the nurses. So I apologize for not answering your question about the NAPHO board, but I did want to just jump in and say the technology is by far one of the best advantages in our partnership. And I think a year from now, we're going to be able to really increase the interest from nurses getting into the travel nurse industry because of the depth of the platform and the information that's available.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, actually. No worries. We can get to that question in just a second. It's no worries. But yeah, I totally agree with you. And because I'm a nurse as well, I didn't want to be a part of anything in this industry that wasn't for the right reasons. And I really felt that way. I wanted to put my name and my brand behind something that I believed in. And to be able to be a part of the Wonderly team where everybody is forced to be transparent, I just believe that it completely elevates the industry as a whole. It makes it for the right reasons. Nurses spend their whole lives caring for complete strangers, and I just think that's very selfless. And if we can have this kind of technology where it makes everybody else better, and it also creates an easier way for them, a simpler way for them, and a more beneficial way for them to carry out their jobs, I'm all for it. So that's why I'm a part of this team, and I'm glad that we're aligned kind of in that thinking.
Absolutely. So back to your question about the role on the NAPHO board.
Yay!
Yeah, sorry about that. That little left turn there, but to get back on track, I've been on the NAPHO board for about 2 years now, and my role is, it's kind of twofold. I like the opportunity because I get to learn what my colleagues in the industry are doing and thinking. The other board members truly represent thought leadership in travel nursing. So having the opportunity at least once a month to interact with them, to talk about what's happening in the industry, it kind of level sets our approach. So that's really one benefit that I truly like. Secondly, as a nurse and someone that's worked in a variety of healthcare positions, whether it's direct patient care, administration, HR, staffing, I really think it gives me an opportunity to offer suggestions and ideas to improve how we can match supply and demand effectively, but always having the priority of patient safety and hospital safety. NAFO is truly a great organization, and they manage the consistency and quality in the industry. It is a pleasure, really, to learn from the other leaders and have an opportunity to influence decisions. And that's important to me. So it's really nice that I can use what I've learned from other very smart people and share it with a wider audience.
Definitely. What do you think your future looks like with NAFO?
You know, that's a really great question. We just started our 2019, I had to stop and think what year it was, our 2019 year. And I'm hoping that over the next 2 years, I'll be able to continue to participate. And I don't know if the constituency agrees, maybe I can even take a stronger leadership role. We do turn over, as most organizations do, the president and the president-elect every single year. So maybe that might be on the horizon. Who knows?
I love that. Well, this kind of tails in because I've been listening to it, I'm like, I wonder what Kim is going to do next, because I feel like you and I are kind of similar in that we have this desire to kind of create change and influence change in a different way than maybe is necessarily at the bedside when we're both nurses. And I love that. I love your spirit and I love your drive and ambition in all of these different industries to elevate all of this. Where do you think that you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years? What do you think you'll be up to?
Wow, that's a long runway to look down, Kelly. Let me stop and think. Honestly, I think 5 to 10 years from now, what I'd like to do is continue to have influence in the travel nurse industry. I find it so dynamic and so important to provide patient care across the country. I honestly believe we are going to be looking at another nursing shortage coming up in the next 5 to 10 years, and finding ways to keep nurses in the workforce, making sure that we don't lose to retirement age nurses, just continuing to keep the nursing profession high in the interest of students as they graduate from high schools and make their professional choices. Really want to see if through getting into more education at a bachelor's or graduate level program, I really would like to see myself getting more involved in those opportunities down the road.
That's great. Oh, I'm so excited to watch this whole thing unfold. I'm excited to follow your journey, Kim. And obviously, we're so pumped about our partnership with FastApp. We're just really over here. We're elated that all of this has worked out and that we get to be a part of what you guys are doing over there and be to know you and to be a part of your team and to feel like this is one really fun travel nursing industry family. I'm all about the rainbows and the butterflies, and I'm excited. This is so great. But before we hop off, is there anything else that you would like to add? And in addition to anything else you'd like to add, can you just share where people might be able to contact you all or meet the staff, the FAST staff family through this podcast?
Absolutely. I definitely would. I understand that nurses going from a full-time permanent job into the travel nurse industry is scary. It's giving up the security that they've known and they've grown accustomed to. But getting into the travel industry where you can go to almost anywhere in the country and grow your resume, grow your experiences, really make an impact as a hit the ground running SWAT team nurse, it's exciting. But because it's scary and it's new, feel free to go on our website, www.faststaff.com, or reach out to me personally. every recruiter on the floor, and I can absolutely connect you with someone that can help learn about the industry. I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody. My email is kim.windsor, W-I-N-D-S-O-R, at faststaff.com. And anytime, you can ask the people I work with. I generally answer emails almost 24/7. So if anybody's got a question or a comment, please reach out. I'll be glad to have a conversation.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Kim, for jumping on the podcast. And everybody there also, as we continue this integration with FastStaff, those rapid response assignments will also be on the Wanderly page and platform. So you're able to utilize our platform as well to find all their incredible team members over there at FastStaff. But you're not going to have very many opportunities to reach Kim herself like she just gave you. So I would absolutely take advantage of that. And she's totally right. She responds very quickly. She's very communicative. And we are very thankful to know her and to be a part of this. So thank you again, Kim, for hopping on the podcast with me.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. And thanks to everybody who shared a few minutes of their day listening to our conversation.
I love it so much. Well, there you have it, everybody. That's another episode of The Happy Traveler. I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly. That's Kim Windsor over there with the FastStaff team. And we're so thankful that she hopped on with us. Be sure to check out wanderly.us. See all of those rapid response pay packages and FastStaff.com to see Kim and her team. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.